I'm now joined by Jacinta Judge, who's the oral history collector out in Fingal County Council. Jacinta, good morning. How are you today?
How are you, Connor? I love Blondie as well.
Oh, that's all right, yeah. Well, that's all right. Well, that's a good start, isn't it, to the interview? Now, what the project you're working on, as far as I know, is trying to get the oral history of those people, you know, the families and that. How did you start that and why?
Well, basically, Connor, I've always loved social history. I love the way international events impact on local areas and on local people.
Yeah.
And how they in turn influence and determine national events.
Right, yeah.
So when I came to work in Fingal Local Studies and Archives in Swords a few years ago, I decided to initiate an oral history collection. And so basically, this would be our fourth edition of the collection, and naturally enough, it's called the 1916 collection.
Yeah, strangely enough, yeah. Are you still there?
Hello. Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, fair ahead, yeah. So, what else? Like, are you involved in? Like, how did you contact the people, or what was the story?
Oh, right. Well, basically, over the years, we've built up a lot of contacts in the area. I mean, we work with the local history societies. And basically, a lot of it comes down to research as well. Now, I had slightly the heads up of this because I had done quite a bit of research in the last few years about the women in North County Dublin and their contribution to republicanism and nationalism. So I had quite a few contacts myself anyway. But we also then decided we would contract Maurice O'Keefe from Irish Life and Lore. He basically specialises in oral histories. So he basically did the interviews as well. And he was very helpful in getting us even more contacts than we already had. So it was like a combination of ourselves, myself and my colleague, Colm, basically the local history societies in Fingal, who are always so, they do absolutely brilliant work, and they were able to help us enormously in this regard. And then basically Maurice O'Keefe. That's how we basically got the list of contacts together.
Right, brilliant. Because it's so important to hear the first-hand recollections and record those, because unfortunately, as time goes on, you know, a lot of these voices won't be around anymore. So it's so, so important to try and record those voices.
Yeah, well, naturally, at this stage, Connor, we couldn't guess the original.
Yes, well, like, yes, let's be honest.
Basically,
yeah.
Like, but we got the second best thing, which are the relatives. We got grandfathers. We got grandsons. We got nephews, nieces, and daughters, of course.
Yeah.
And what I found quite useful was they were able to give us, a lot of the stories are told, you know, in terms of 1916, but these were able to give us information about what happened afterwards.
Yes.
Or the reasons why their families were involved in 1916 and in the Rising. A nice personal account.
Yes, which is so important.
Absolutely. And I mean, to be honest with you, Fingal, North County Dublin, that has a great tradition of nationalism. It actually dates back to the 1798 rebellion. A lot of their descendants of those families who were involved then, are still living in
right.
the area.
Okay.
You're talking about families such as the Lawlesses, the McAllisters,
yes.
Staffords, the Kettles, and basically their relatives are all living there. So there's a great tradition there. So I just wanted to tap into that. And hopefully we have tapped into it.
Yeah.
And hopefully all these, what I keep thinking of, do you ever get that feeling, Connor, that you say to yourself, like, my dad is dead. So did you ever want to say, oh, I must ask my dad?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then
yeah.
you can't.
Yes.
So this is a way of always having their voices there for future generations.
Yeah.
And I think it's very important. You know, a celebration of ordinary people.
Well, absolutely, yeah, that's the whole idea.
Extraordinary times, basically.
Yes, yeah.
Ordinary people living through extraordinary times.
Yes.
And that's basically what I wanted to celebrate.
Yeah, and of course, most people don't realise that. Like, it just happens, and they go, oh, yes, you remember that? Oh, yeah. And they kind of forget half the stories. It's only when somebody like yourself, thankfully, actually can prompt them and say, did you see this or did you hear that? And they go, oh, yes, you remember that. And they can relate those stories to you. And it's really, really important.
Well, see, that's what I love social history. I mean, okay, broad narratives and everything are interesting, but I like how ordinary people how they're impacted by history and how they in turn impact on history. And that's always, I've always been interested in that. And hopefully this collection goes some way, you know,
yeah, to help it, yeah, because like in future generations or even the younger generations now in school, you know, can I know I was at a briefing there the other day that they're going to set up a lovely website out in Fingal and all this is going to be on it, so that you can actually access it for schools, not just now but in later generations, that the voices are being heard and remembered, which is so important.
Absolutely. It's making information accessible to people.
Yeah.
I mean, naturally enough, where I work, we have researchers in the whole time researching.
Yeah.
But it's nice that even they will be able to access without having to physically come in.
Yeah.
And they learn more about their own area, which I think is so important in this day and age.
Yes.
You know, to be aware of your own area and what went on and what made your area today, what made it as it is.
Yes,
you know?
yes.
And I think that's the nice, interesting part.
Yeah, yeah. Well, fair play to you. And now we're on webcam, so I'm holding up for those people that are tuning in on webcam, the booklet from Fingal, which the viewer or the listeners can see now if they're watching on webcam. It's a lovely booklet, and it has the centenary program of different events, and yours is just one part of it.
Well, just mine's just one small part of it, and there's a lot of people involved doing an awful lot of hard work.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I have to say, there's great staff in Fingal County Council, and they're doing great work.
Yeah, well, in fairness,
My part is just one small part of it.
But a very important part, can I say, Jacinta? Very, very important. You know.
Great. Thank you.
No bother. Well, look, Jacinta, I'll let you go. I know you're heading out, so thanks for taking the call, and I hope we'll talk to you again. And as I said, thanks for taking the call, Jacinta. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers, thanks. Bye-bye. Good luck with it. Bye. Bye. And that was Jacinta Judge, who's the oral history collector out in Fingal County Council, and she's doing this lovely project, and it'll be going online fairly soon, all going well.